The next coach on the teleconference is Minnesota's Tracy Claes. The Gophers are 1-4 in conference play and 4-5 overall. Minnesota visits Iowa on Saturday, and 8 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could make some opening statements, opening comments, and we'll go ahead and take questions.
Sure. Is it, you know, again, I thought our kids really battled hard and played well on Saturday night in Ohio Stadium against the Buckeyes. They're a tremendous team and very talented and represent the Big Ten well. But with where we're at and the injuries, and I mean, our kids answered the bell and played hard, gave us a chance to be close and opportunity in the fourth quarter. And overall, we needed to try to finish a couple more drives in the first half. And we let things get away from us a little bit at halftime. But like I say, we battled back and gave ourselves a chance to win in the fourth quarter against a very good football team. And don't have time to worry about it because of big trophy game this week. And look forward to getting out to practice and start preparing.
Thanks, Coach. At this time, we'll go ahead and take questions.
To ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Tracy. That onside kick attempt was one of the strangest I have ever seen. Very novel. Can you talk about the plan there? And was there a lot of practicing involved with that?
Yeah, you know, we some of the rules have made it hard to come up with an onside kick now with the way that they have changed the bounce the ball up off the ground and all that. And I mean, I agree with all of them injury-wise. So, you know, you just before the season started in the off season, we came up with some different things to do to show different looks. And, you know, the shifts in that are basically to try to make somebody line up a little bit wrong where we got a numbers advantage. So, I thought our kids did a good job of executing it. Just need a little bit better kick.
Yep. And it's going back a week, but Michigan and Jabril Peppers, what kind of impact did that kid have on your game, would you say?
Well, I mean, they had an open week just like we did, and I thought that their staff did a good job out of different personnels of getting him more involved in the offense. And they made some big plays on us to keep some drives going. So he's definitely the all Big Ten type athlete who can make plays. And at the same time, you know, he's an awfully good player on defense. So he's an important part of what they're doing, and they've done a great job of using him to help them out on offense.
Thanks, Tracy.
Thank you.
And as a reminder, to ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, Mitch Leidner has certainly turned in some strong performances for the team over his time playing quarterback for the program, but, you know, certainly was coming up pretty big there in the fourth quarter to make things very interesting as the game went along. Could you talk a little bit about him and particularly and what he was giving to your team there on Saturday?
Well, I mean, Mitch is somebody, you know, he got banged up early in the year and I think the quarterback gets blamed a little bit too much when things don't work right. And he's continued to get more healthy as we've went along. And up till Saturday, you know, even offensive line-wise, we've continued to get better and let him throw the football from the spots it's designed to be thrown and on time. And Ohio State made awfully tough on us in that regard and got us off our spot and made us scramble around. And he's making more plays when he scrambles around. And I think that's just because he's healthier now. He can get out of there and get away. And so tremendous kid, works hard. Our kids have a lot of respect for him. And we look forward to the more he plays to continue to develop.
Well, Coach, Coach Ferentz was just talking a little bit and providing some insight into his experience with the rivalry between your two schools. Can you talk a little bit about what you've seen from your chair?
To play for the Big means an awful lot. And, you know, the thing that I would add to it is the fact that it's a bordering state also. And so those bragging rights play into we recruit a lot of the same kids in the Midwest. And being a bordering state, you know, the fans, it's quite a big contest to everybody in the states. And so You know, it's a lot of fun. Like Coach said, once you've been involved in one, you understand a lot better. You know, the great feeling it is to see your kids run across there and claim the pig, and at the other time how disappointed it is and gut-wrenching when the other team comes across the field and takes it from you. And so the trophy games are something that since we've gotten to the Big Ten, they just add a lot of excitement and fun to the regular season.
And our next question comes from the line of Bill Rabinowitz with Columbus Dispatch.
Hi, Tracy. I'm doing something on continuity and coaching staffs and the importance of it. Obviously, you've kind of been now on both ends of it. Under Jerry Kill, you guys were very stable, and now you're dealing with what you're going through. I mean, just how important is continuity?
Well, you know, it used to be thought, and everybody thought that the head coaches did everything and assistant coaches were a dime a dozen. And I think that people have found out that from recruiting to the relationships that you build with kids, that it's no fun for kids to have to change position coaches and coordinators every year, and that the more stability you have, the less time you spend in meetings and more time you can spend around your kids and doing things. So being a longtime assistant, you know, I think that's important, that you do everything you can to keep guys around. And there's always going to be guys get promoted and that, but as long as you should be able to keep guys from taking parallel jobs. And if you do that, like say the continuity in what you do and getting better and just the comfort. I mean, I think kids play better when they feel good and they're comfortable, and I don't know how kids ever get comfortable when you're changing staffs all the time. So, you know, we've been living proof of that, and more people are doing that. They're taking care of guys and just not letting them run for parallel jobs.
Thanks, Tracy.
Yep.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, appreciate it. Take care.